Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Ghostface or Raekwon?
I think you go neck and neck. Ghostface.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Ghostface first?
Same garbage can.
Hey, man. People are setting their speakers on fire in New York City right now.
Nah, hey, shout out to New York, man.
We got barbecue stereo.
I'm joking. I was joking.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real.
Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it.
All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harris.
The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinion with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P. Now, last time we were here, we were working on this bullshit list of the top 50 artists of all times. I say bullshit because the one we were working from, I don't know what kind of validity this person's opinion garners, but we think we have a better opportunity as a collective to kind of rearrange it and organize it in a better. It's not going to be perfect. Never will be. No opinions are. But it's going to be better than this bullshit we see right now. So here we are.
All right, so let's do this. Let's have a table. Take a vote.
Yeah, let's look at this list right now.
All right, who all think that is between Gucci and Big Boy for the slot after Slick Rick?
I'm going Gucci Man.
Yeah, I'm going Gucci Man.
Okay. I'm going Gucci Man.
All right, right, Gucci and G.
Yeah, you bugged out.
Man. You got one person backing out of the.
You got one person. It's getting too hot.
We have the first.
Yeah, one tapping out.
The you first. Wrote this list too, Doc.
Yeah, man. We have the first member of the committee that's throwing his hands up. He is leaving the table.
If we talk about lyrics, a lot of these niggas won't be on.
That's right. Whoa. Thank you.
All right. We
need top 50 lyricists. So y'all put J. Cole under Future.
Since you said that, man, put J. Cole right there. Let me see here. All right, so after J. Cole, I would say.
Big L can come on.
No. I don't know about
shit.
That.
Whoa.
I don't know about that.
No.
Hey, look.
Here no, go, he will not come on.
Here goes.
Definitely hey, not look, Big Al.
Prodigy can come on.
We already traded Prodigy for Pimp C.
What about Big Daddy Kane, man?
Snatch him.
Whoa.
Man, he was a dancer, man.
Oh, man. Hey, listen.
He's a dancer.
There are radios being set on fire in New York right now.
This is crazy.
People are throwing their headphones out the window.
You don't put them on there, you got to put hammer on there.
Hammer?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I'm not saying do that. I'm saying y'all put him on there, you got to put hammer on there.
Rick Ross, I feel like should go with Big Boy.
I ain't gonna lie, no funny shit. Y'all sleeping on Ludacris.
He's another person out.
This is the thing, right? The people who we talking about, like at least from Atlanta, like they still have like a present.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, you can still see traces of. You know what I'm
style
saying?
And swag.
Yeah, this is the impact he had on the game, and you can see it right here. You know what I mean?
I will say this. It's a lot of Atlanta niggas on this list.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of Atlanta.
We running this shit.
But we running this shit.
Over the last 50, 40 years. Though.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
This has only been 10 years.
Hip-hop only 40 years old, man.
Then we need to take all them New York niggas out.
These the people who we got that we still got to put over, that we still got to find some space for. We have Pusha T.
No.
Common.
Meek Mill's over Pusha T.
Pusha T don't make no list.
Meek Mill's over Pusha T.
Not no top 50.
He's in the group. His member ain't in there.
He's in the group. He's in the group. And he does not.
But he has solo.
He has no solo influential songs that stop.
He's not top 50.
He's not top 50.
He's not top 50.
He's not top 50.
As a collective.
Not top 50.
What's the record that you heard from Pusha T other than Grinding?
Daytona album, man.
That don't count.
Daytona album don't count.
Pusha T.
That don't count.
Pusha T was a hot T.
As a collective, it's over with for Pusha T.
And he used Jay-Z beat.
And we voted.
Been manipulating.
All right, man.
Let's vote on Pusha T.
Yeah.
Oh, he rapped for 20 years before.
Now I know original
content. This is what we'll do.
Let's
bring it to the table. We will vote on it. All right, so all in favor of taking Pusha T off the list, raise your hand.
Gladly. It's over.
Y'all it's over.
Pusha T got it's over.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great. No diss.
He's a great
y'all
rapper.
No diss. But top 50, I just don't agree
good
with
good day, sir.
I don't agree with
you. So what y'all saying? Y'all saying put Meek in.
Put Nelly up on that list.
Put Meek Mill's way before.
You got to put Nelly on that list.
Wait a minute. We getting there.
Nelly got to get that list, yeah.
Yeah, get there.
I think.
You see, you got all these other people. Nelly and all these. And you talking about
Pusha T. Yeah, that don't count right there.
Come on, man. He ain't
nah, okay. So,
Pusha T, not no Nelly.
Yeah. Pusha T, Karam, and all that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Put, not Nelly.
We got to vote. I mean, as much as I think Nelly should be on there, we're going to have to vote. We're going to have to vote him on. Because he ain't on there yet.
Nelly.
So we got a slot that we took Pusha off of. Y'all replacing this slot with Meek or with Nelly?
Whoa.
Or Trick Daddy.
Or Trick Daddy.
No, this is crazy. I don't want to say nothing right now.
Yo, you did a solo?
Bam is bugging out of
how you not gonna put Nelly on it?
You know? How you not gonna put Nelly
swing
on it?
Swing bada.
Nelly, St. Lunatic.
Got me stumping that
man went diamond, man.
He went diamond.
He went diamond.
I think he went diamond twice.
How many niggas can say they went diamond twice?
He's on the list.
But why he's on the list? On that though? Why Master P ain't on that though?
Master P. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Lyricist.
Oh, my. Yo, Master P.
Master P gotta get on that list.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he influenced the
ice cream man. The ice cream man.
The Trap Museum.
Whoa. Yeah, we gotta get Master P.
Swamp nigga.
I'm not gonna speak against it.
Way in the middle of the motherfucking South.
I ain't gonna speak
against it. Master P has to come up.
Master P.
So, for the slot after J. Cole.
Damn,
Nelly, Luda,
Meek Mill,
Nelly.
Now don't put me
any nigga that go diamond.
Don't put Meek Mill in there with the
any nigga that go diamond.
Nelly, Luda,
possibly Pat. More than one time.
Wait a minute,
that's an impact.
That's definitely.
You know how many millions?
All right, so all in favor of Nelly. Raise your hand.
I'll give it to Nelly. I'm giving it to him.
You putting talking about right here, right now?
I'm giving it to
him.
I'm only going to list, but all right. That
you talking about?
All right, Cole. So that's unanimous. We voted Nelly on there after J. Cole. All right, so we
Nelly's
have
on there because he went dominant in influence. We didn't say he had the best lyrics in the world.
All right, cool. Now we got look. Now we now okay. Look, we got Common right here.
Snatch him.
No, stop, big boy.
Snatch him down.
We gotta stop.
Snatch him down.
You can't snatch
him, man. That motherfucker tripping, man.
Common
one of the dopest motherfuckers out right now, bro.
Not right now.
He's a conscious rapper. He's a conscious.
Common needs to go down.
Definitely.
But he most definitely can go down.
Common bugged out, too.
We still not putting Lil' Kim or Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Listen. Hey,
it's not a hot girl.
Hey, if there's no mic in front of you, try not to speak, okay? Come on, man. You're clouding the airways, man, with your noise, man. You got white noise.
I agree.
We wrote it down.
No, man, Will Smith didn't go. I can't do that. Well, wait a minute. One thing I will say. Will Smith was the first rapper to win a Grammy.
What is up with y'all, man?
He was the first rapper to win a Grammy.
But he was pop off Grammy. Rip, though. He was.
I mean,
that stuff was really.
I just don't see the impact of the day.
That shit was pop.
It's Will Smith, the rapper. I don't see the impact of the day. I see the impact that Fresh Prince had.
Hold up, but Will Smith, we said impact overall.
Summertime is one song.
Summertime is the best Will Smith ever made.
Impact actor,
but it could be because
he's a better actor than he is.
When they start playing Summertime in the winter, then we'll have us an argument here.
Yeah, he's definitely a better actor.
Shit, Dedicate, you might well put the Cha Cha Slide on there.
Oh, I'm out. I'm feeling go. I'm about to go. We're about to sign off of this motherfucker. I'm telling you. I'm going to leave y'all to drive this motherfucking bus. I'm not going to be. I would not tolerate such blasphemy.
The shot
right, so.
So Will Smith was sorry. The whole Philadelphia
honorable mentions.
That's crazy.
Honorable mentions to my 925 buddy. Will Smith, man, we, you know what I'm saying, we salute your contribution, but, man, you know, we going to have to, we going to have to move on. So after Ludacris, right, we still got Raekwon, Ghostface, Rakim, and Fabulous.
They all deserve to be on the list. I don't know where you're going to put
them. I know. So who
I ain't familiar
for the next
those,
slot?
You're not familiar with them?
Raekwon, Ghostface. Fabulous.
But this is not the type of music that, you know.
We're about to evaluate.
Yeah, they weren't talking about what I wanted to hear. Me, personally.
He wants more credit.
He didn't go diamond.
They didn't move me.
He got to go from there.
But Kim's supposed to be in there with Drake. I mean, with
Nelly went diamond twice.
He went 100 million.
What do you mean?
Master P?
Yeah, Master P got to go in there before Mad People.
Yeah, Master P's supposed to have been on there.
Straight up. Master P has to go in there.
Okay, but Master P had a lot of people. He had a lot of artists.
All in favor. All in favor of putting Master P in Nelly slot. Throw your hands up.
Let's do it, man.
I think Master P should go before Gucci. Like right there.
Master P before Gucci, man?
We talk about
before Gucci, man.
Master P before Gucci, man. Right after Slick Rick?
Yeah.
Yep, right up Slick Rick.
That's what I'm right
up. Because he's a pioneer in the game. Everybody, he made everybody say,
Everybody.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that.
So we got Master P at 28, Gucci at 29, then Jeezy at 30, Rick Ross at 31, Future at 32, Big Boy at 33, J. Cole at 34, Nelly at 35, Ludacris at 36. All right, after Ludacris.
Raekwon.
We got Ghostface, Raekwon.
Big Pun. Big Pun. I vote Big Pun.
All right, Big Pun.
Big Pun. Definitely Big Pun.
Big Pun. Then 8 Ball. Got to give my homeboy.
Mr.
Big.
Coming down that list.
Big Ball
coming down.
Big Ball taught me a lot of shit.
Mr. Big. Hey, boys.
Lay it down.
Yeah.
Woke up early Sunday morning for the night.
Hey, boys.
That's what it is.
All right, so Big Pun after Ludacris. We definitely agree on that. Big Pun after Ludacris. All right, cool. So after Big Pun, after Big Pun, all in favor
of
putting 8 Ball after Big Pun. Throw your hands up.
My homeboy, Orange Mound, is most definitely in the house. Orange Mound, shout out.
All due respect, I've never heard 8 Ball song.
Well, see, you're doing yourself a terrible disservice.
Yeah, I'm going to do my research.
I wouldn't be proud of
you. He's also younger. He's 27.
See, you should be around niggas like me. Him.
Him tight. Yeah. I know that whole tape back to back.
Yeah, man. Coming Out Hard is definitely a cult classic.
Yes. And they underground shit was so
fire. How y'all ain't got MJG on there, though?
I agree.
No groups. There's no group.
MJGJ. MJGJ played it part.
Oh, we got Bun B.
One thing though. If you put Future on this list, you gotta put Nicki Minaj on this list.
Wait a minute.
Lakim's supposed to be on
there. Lakim's gonna go before him.
After 8 Ball.
Thank you.
After 8 Ball, I definitely I think Bun B come after 8 Ball.
The female came out, didn't want to be Lakim though.
You're I think Bun B come after 8 Ball.
Yeah, it's like they all want to be her.
They used Lil Kim as a model. More than Lauryn Hill.
Bun B, 39.
Like Lil Kim is like the standard.
Lil Kim, 40.
Now we're at 40.
Put Lil Kim in.
I think we ready for Lil Kim.
Put Lil Kim
wait a minute. Whoa.
You don't think we ready for Lil Kim?
I'm not saying that. It's between Lil Kim and Nicki.
Lil Kim.
I don't think we can have both.
Well, Lil Kim is.
I don't think we can have both.
Everybody knows.
Because they are a direct reflection of one another.
Pioneer
Nicki would not be here doing the things she is doing if Lil Kim wouldn't have did that.
I definitely agree that.
So what? We don't care about that.
Is she? Okay, all right. She one of the biggest selling artists of all time.
Are we basing that?
And I salute that. However, let me ask you this. Has the records that she sold, is that going to be enough to put her on that slot instead of Lil Kim?
Both of them go before Common.
Well, we not no haters at this table, man. But
Lil Kim got to go down on this list, guys.
Lil Kim, you can't do it like that. Because,
Lil Kim has too much.
She was the bad bitch, man.
Yeah.
She and every girl.
Right, so look.
Dedicate, you got you Foxy Brown.
All in favor.
Now, that's the truth. I didn't want to throw that out there.
How about this?
You got to say Foxy.
But now, nah, look here, Mia X.
What about Mia X?
Impact.
Nobody wanted to be a
Mia X. She helped Jay-Z how to flow.
Missy Elliott.
Impact.
Missy Elliott
had to do a women list. I think that is. I think we do need to do a women list.
Missy Elliott is up there.
We can come back and do a women's list. All right, so this is what we will be doing for the slide after Bun B. We have Lil Kim or Nicki Minaj. All in favor of Lil Kim.
This is crazy, yo. I'm voting for both of them.
All right, well, this is a unanimous. The entire table voted for Lil Kim. Let her have the slot. The committee has spoken.
We have top 40 now.
We in there.
We're cooking. All right. We're cooking with grease now.
We got Twista, Raekwon, Fab.
We still got Ghostface. Fab, Raekwon, Ghostface.
We come on with Fab now, man.
Yeah, come on with Fab.
All right, cool. I go for that. Fab.
Yeah,
Fab.
Yeah, Meek, Father, too. I go for that.
I can go for that.
Nah, that's kind of disrespectful to me.
Raekwon.
So we took Drake down?
No.
Just hold up, man.
You got to get the list down.
Are you trying to replace Drake with Meek Mill?
No, I'm saying Meek Mill's all the way down there.
All right, so
he's supposed to be up there. He's the hottest right now. He's hotter than.
Shout out, to, man! It's a lot of great people out here. Man.
Yeah,
shout out to all the great.
I think the great takeaway here is that hip hop has become so expansive and dominating so much that it's that many motherfuckers who are making significant contributions that deserve to be mentioned.
Fact.
But we can only do so much at a time. So right now, for number 41,
Fabulous.
All right, all in favor of Fab.
Shout out to Fab.
All right, cool. 41 Fab.
He like, nah, he's like, I don't know yet.
I like Meek over Fab, though.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's crazy.
We can do Meek.
Fabulous got more clout than
longevity.
Fab got longevity. He got the bars.
It's something to be said about a motherfucker who came out in the 90s and still not right now. That's a lot to be said.
You're right.
There's a lot to be said for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so now after Fabulous, Raekwon or Ghostface? Because who comes first in that list? Raekwon or Ghostface? Who comes first?
I ain't gonna lie.
Take both of them.
Yeah, influentially, Raekwon influenced the rappers, but influencing the culture, Ghostface.
I said Ghostface.
Yeah. Straight up. Ghostface. We all wanted to know who was the guy.
Hold up, New York.
I say take both of them off.
God damn.
No, the whole Wu-Tang should be on there.
Being real, I ain't heard nothing about them niggas.
Me
either.
The whole Wu-Tang should be on there. You was locked up.
You missed 10 years of
hip-hop.
You was locked up.
They had radios in there.
Hashtag, you was locked up.
He came home to my...
They had radios in there.
He came home to my Run DMC.
He said, Run DMC still hot?
Oh, yeah, you got me, man.
Hey, all right,
let's move on, man. They got me.
So look, for the next slot, we have first of all Raekwon or Ghostface or Meek Mills.
Meek,
I'm gonna say Meek.
All in favor of Meek Mills? Throw your hands up
right now.
I ain't going for that.
Not right now. Yeah, not right now.
I ain't going for that.
Man, Meek hard, bro.
So I fuck with Meek.
So it's 4-4.
4-4.
It's 4-4. The room is split.
Over Ghostface and Raekwon. Who do you got?
You know what? You, I'm going to be
damn.
Honest, though.
I don't like fuck all them old niggas, man.
I really don't know no Ghostface damn verse like that.
We all
y'all bugging.
Nah, I know. I'm just saying, but that shit over with, though.
Nah, Ghostface them, man.
Nah, I'm never going to say that.
After Fab, Meek Mills. After Fab, Meek Mills.
They didn't down our way.
Yeah, that shit ain't impact.
Meek Mills at the Fab.
You made a valid point. We did not hear Ghostface them on our
radio. You're a liar. You heard the Wu-Tang.
Nah, Ice Cream.
You're a liar,
the group.
Ice cream.
The Wu-Tang Clan every day.
No. But Ghostface.
Ghostface has hits.
You heard of Ice Cream. When Ice Cream, Ghostface
that's definitely Ghostface song.
Oh, was that Wu-Tang?
But Ghostface Killer got hits. Like,
but was that the group Wu-Tang? Yeah, but that shit didn't make it to impact all the way to the South.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's a lie. That's a lie,
when that shit was out, we were listening to Too Short.
Y'all was listening to Wu-Tang. Y'all lying. Yo, why do y'all keep doing it? Everybody from the South.
I not one Wu-Tang song.
You know him, though.
I did.
You know him.
I remember that summer.
Everything around me. That's it.
That's Ghostface.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that was the summer of 93, 94.
I mean, that song was hard.
I think the summer of 94.
That style of rap.
I went to New York. My nigga, you couldn't go nowhere without hearing goddamn Cash Rules, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. That 36 Chambers.
Come on.
That was what we listened to in the South.
Yeah, what? By the time I made it back down? Yeah. When I came back home, started school, it was down there.
Come
it was down there.
I'm just saying, some people that listen to Because all the Southern, my Southern friends, y'all really erase y'all New York hip hop thing.
Okay,
like
so
I never, I never bought the CD.
Okay, so me was at the fair.
So who we
about
putting Ghostface?
50 Cent about to be up there behind before some of them niggas too.
50 Cent's up there. Right?
Man, 50 Cent already up there.
We already put him.
Okay, so who is Ghostface? Who in debate now?
Ghostface after Meek. Ghostface or Raekwon?
I think you go neck and neck. Ghostface.
Yeah,
Raekwon.
Both of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghostface first.
Same garbage can.
Hey man, people are setting their speakers on fire in New York City right now.
Hey, shout out to New York, man.
We got barbecue stereo.
I was joking.
I hear occasionally, you hear these niggas?
Mother, I'm gonna get that nigga beat.
Hey, look, wait a minute. Yo, where Rakim?
New York, I have nothing to do with
where Rakim at?
E19 or something like that.
I think Rakim should have. See what I'm saying?
Now Rakim on there.
Nah, he ain't beat.
Nah, okay. Rakim ain't on there.
Rakim should be on there.
Rakim can go between.
17.
Oh, you number 17?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that shit need to come now.
No. Shout out to all the
cars. Now you thought I was sitting driven.
I have nothing to do.
All the New York niggas coming out there.
All in favor of Ghostface coming before Raekwon. Show your hand.
Yeah, Ghostface.
Ghostface required.
Full Raekwon?
Why are you scared to put your hand
up? Oh, yeah. Full Raekwon, not Rakim. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What
all right, cool. Ghostface, then Raekwon.
It doesn't matter.
Ghostface, then Raekwon.
Okay.
He got to chill.
Okay.
Cool. It's not that much rappers out of Memphis. You want to make me get crazy. It's not that much rappers out of Memphis. You act like this.
That's
no, it's only one or two.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm not.
We got 40.
I'm just happy we got one.
Well, one we got on the A-ball.
I'm just happy we got one, bro.
Yeah.
Why you said tripping? I'm just happy with my little one.
All right, so this is... Now, this is a sore spot for me. Because now we get to the legends of decades before. And I'm wondering, will they be able to withstand the test?
What about KRS-One?
Man, damn all that.
Alright, so
it ain't, bro. But we ain't talking about
rapping. Big Daddy Kane.
Talk about nigga who had swags, man. What
the
hell? Who had the money, man? Who brought the swag?
Big Daddy Kane.
Oh my God.
Big Daddy Kane had the bitches. Now we can put Big Daddy Kane.
Red Man hasn't made the list yet.
What we gonna do with Red Man? Ghostface, Raekwon, Red Man, number 45.
Red Man.
Alright, cool. So now here we are. Big Daddy Kane and Beanie Sigel
for sure.
Beans, baby.
Beanie Sigel for sure.
It's got to be unanimous.
All right, cool. Let's designate the next slot. Is Big Daddy Kane on or off the list?
On the list. He's on.
Everybody who's in favor of him being on the list, raise your hand.
On the list, New York City, 5 mics raised his hand.
I'm sorry, New York.
Only the New York natives raised their hand.
Shout out to New York, but Slick Rick, y'all got a lot. Y'all got better. Look, y'all at the top. New York, come on. Y'all got Biggie and Pac all up here, so y'all can't have everybody.
Yes, we can, if that was the case.
Nah,
if that was the case, we can't just call shots.
So y'all got, y'all got Beanie Sigel. Y'all got Beanie Sigel on there.
Beans ain't stretching out.
Hey, we finna give you beans. What beans from?
All right, let's vote on
Rockefeller.
Let's vote on it.
He brought
all in favor. All in favor of Beanie Sigel.
On the list.
I can feel it in the air.
I don't know if he's right now.
He's still relevant.
So who is
how?
Because he's Philly, and I have to be paid not to make.
So who would you put on them?
Who bet the Phillies on the heaven?
It's so many people that fell off.
Yeah. The fell off list is crazy.
Twister ain't on the list.
Twister should be on there.
Come on. I'm kind of with you on this, man.
Twister, shout out to Chicago, but man, y'all ain't top 50, man.
No, you got to. Somebody put yo, the guy from Memphis that you guys keep hearing. Y'all know that he just coming out. He just came home.
Twist.
So he's kind of, you know what I mean?
I remember all Twist, the old Do or Die. Do you want to? I remember everything.
Yeah.
That shit hot.
Yeah. It was hot. Yeah. But when you say top 50, it was good. It was real good. Was he great?
He's in the Guinness Book, though.
Incredible.
He's in the Guinness Book.
It was so good, nobody else could do it.
Now, that's a good argument. No.
What E-40? You got E-40
okay,
on there?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
He on
there. Twista has to be on there.
Guinness Book, though.
Yeah, the Guinness Book is good.
I'm trying to say, he did something nobody could do.
Oh, you're right.
Guinness Book.
Guinness Book could get you on. That's an impact. That ain't nobody else did.
Twista.
Okay, thank you.
Shout out to Chicago. Y'all back on
Thank
the list.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. What's up? What's up?
Nipsey Hussle was on his list.
It's only four Nipsey slots Hussle. Left, guys.
I was waiting.
Put Nipsey Hussle.
Yes, he's on the list.
All right. Now, Nipsey Hussle. It's only four slots left, guys.
Who you putting Nip at now?
Putting Nip down right
Nip
now.
Really no, God bless you. Oh, but Nip really just, you know what I'm saying? He just started heating up, though.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, I will say, it impacted the world.
His death has been, I mean, even after death, it made
see,
you go back
to number
and
one
listen
then,
to all
the... You know what I'm saying? As far as impact, because she...
He up there,
I think these folks done changed street names after bro.
He's up there.
He up there, for if we look at it like
I know
that,
it seems
but if we look at it on the real shit,
to his if we talking about as a human being, definitely.
He was, as a human,
we talking about as a human,
as a rapper, he was just getting in his groove, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real, and I fuck with Nip. Like, I love
Nip. Just as much as with Biggie.
I think Nip was incredibly impactful, and not just because of how big and expansive his legacy has become, but when you listen to his shit, it ain't one line on there where he just saying some shit just because it's cool.
Oh, no, yeah, he talking that shit.
Yeah, the man got down really digging into some verbiage and perspective that a motherfucker need to hear.
Hey, impacting the culture, he's definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to West Coast.
I say put Nip on there. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I right think there, where it's on there. One slot, I think it's kind of, nah, man.
It's already there. It's the same slot.
Put him in the same slot right there.
Me particularly, Five Mics, I don't like Nip at that slot.
Okay, all in favor of Nipsey being on that slot.
I think it should be Twister, higher.
After Twister, raise your hand.
Come on with it.
All right, it's a vote. Go ahead.
Like, I don't even know if you should be on it.
Okay, so it's a weird thing to speak about. I never really understood the actual importance of shaving pubes until I was photographed at a show doing some heartthrob shit back in the early 2000s. And motherfucker caught a picture of my pubes. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like a fucking hairy bear. And you know what I'm saying? At that point in time, I'm like, well, if I'm going to be photographed, I definitely need to get myself maintained, managed, and kept well kept, you know. And over the time, you know, I found my own solutions to it. But for those of you who have not found a solution to it, I introduce to you Manscaped. Expeditiously welcomes Manscaped. In all of my years of travel and experience, I like to offer you some advice. Manscaped.com seems to care enough for the both of us. The Lawnmower 2.0, they say it's perfect because it has skin-safe technology. That means no nicks and no cuts, so it's definitely the right tool for the job. Hey, if you're not manscaping, you should get on it, and they are suggesting that she will thank you for it. All of you guys, man, you get 20% off and free shipping with the code TIP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code TIP, okay? Use the code TIP at manscaped.com. Now, if you motherfuckers can't make your own decision based off the goddamn key details that I told you, then that's your own business. You deserve to have a hairy bear. So we did a show here where I know, you know what I'm saying, we seen online that there was, you know, different versions of a top 50 hip hop list. And we decided here expeditiously that we would create somewhat of a round table with people who we felt were true to the culture and, you know, experts on the subject of this thing of ours called hip hop. Now, of this show, we actually had a real top 50 list. So you'll hear us on the show talking about how we came to, well, put this person here. Now, put that person there. Well, I think this person deserves to be here. Yeah, you know, you'll hear on the show all of the conversation that got us to this final top 50 list. But there's an actual, tangible, handwritten list from the segment that you guys could win. You could take the shit home, put the shit in a goddamn plaque and a frame for your family, roll your weed up on it for all I care, man. The shit happened, we giving it to you. Whatever you see significant enough and goddamn purposeful for you to do it,
win it and do that shit. Now, what I want you to do to make yourself eligible to win this handwritten top 50 hip hop list from the show Expedition is leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and make sure to include your social media handle for a chance to win the original handwritten copy of the top 50 list. And of course, I autographed it, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's just an intangible benefit. You take that with you. Don't worry if you've already left a review. You can update it with your social media handle. Now, I hope this fucking handwritten list doesn't fall into the wrong hands, because who knows what could happen with it. It's a true original hip-hop artifact. Hey, where you think you going? The show ain't over yet, man. Expeditiously continue.
Uncle Luke made it.
Nah.
Uncle Luke gonna be all the way.
What y'all think about Uncle Luke up there?
If we talk about impacts, you got all your freedom. High Tip is able to cut on these records and everybody else because they weren't doing it. Nasty, we want to be parental, all that shit. If you talk about impacts,
yeah, he did.
Banned
he
in the USA, man. Come on, I'm getting all.
He changed the game by putting the forced us to put the parental advisory sticker on there. That's still happening today. I would call that impact. Uncle Luke,
right there.
Right.
Yeah, Uncle Luke, I'm about to
go through this order before we make it final, right?
There's two spots left.
Two spots left.
Two slots. All right, so far what we have on this list that has not been considered yet, Beanie Sigel, Big L.
Oh, I take Big L over Beanie Sigel.
I take Big L over Beanie Sigel. I put Big L over Beanie Sigel.
I take Big L over Beanie Sigel.
Now, we voted coming off. Y'all voted coming off.
Who is Big L? I'm voting Big L out, too.
Who is Big L?
Nah, I'm keeping Big L on, yo.
I'm keeping Big L.
Big L,
and I love Beanie Sigel. Like, but Big L, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm trying to say. Some people, they flows is out of here.
So how we going to say Big L? Now, I'm
because he influenced the whole hall and that we got on the list.
We got to never heard of Big L.
Big L don't make it.
I never heard of Big L.
I ain't never heard of Big L song.
Do a vote.
I ain't never heard of Big L song.
Do a vote.
Who knows?
So, hey. That'll be a double no for Big L.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
Not just one no.
All in favor of Big L being on the list, raise your hand.
Damn. All the lyricists me, got something to say.
Two New York.
Yo, put me in that Big Eye movie.
We talking about influences. Damn, your
that
music
was me, Bryson, Five Mics, yeah, were the only ones that
by the way, home.
For Big
Eye. Uptown, yeah.
Okay, so what is Big L song? Because I seriously don't know who he is.
I'll tell you, that's how
I know freestyles
was.
More than I know songs.
What's the song? They copied him, is what I'm trying to tell you.
What was his song? What's his hit? We talking about influence.
Lyrically. I'm trying to tell you, sometimes your lyrics... No, you're not listening to me, though. Lyrics can impact culture for years.
He didn't have enough,
years.
I agree.
How,
but he's still Big L.
I'm 41 years old. I never heard of him.
You've been gone. You
what about Pharrell? Y'all forgot about Pharrell?
Not a rapper.
Pharrell ain't a rapper.
Pharrell not a rapper.
Pharrell, he influenced the hell out of the culture, though.
He
influenced
culture. That's a producer.
I would say.
And Martin Luther King did too, but.
Oh, put him on now.
Damn. Y'all got niggas, right?
We got two slots.
Killer Mike gotta go on now.
Whoa!
Man, we gotta put Killer Mike on through there.
That be a blood.
My boy Killer, don't kill him by Killer Mike, man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
Killer.
Revise.
Let's vote. Take it to a vote.
If y'all
let's
vote take this, it. Let's better put Nicki Minaj on
let's take it to the table.
Let's go. Right now, the
let's take it to the table.
Is
Killer Mike having the slot after Uncle Luke?
I say Killer Mike need to go up some more, bro.
Yeah, I'll go for
all in favor.
Killer Mike need to go to list some more.
That's four. That's four and four.
Oh, not five. He's a lyricist.
All right, Killer Mike's on there.
You didn't raise your hand?
Shout out to Killer Mike.
I didn't raise my hand either, though. Yo, Killer Mike, y'all saw
love. That's six out of eight, I think. So put Killer Mike on there.
If you're going to put Killer Mike on there, you might as well put Curtis Blow.
Whoa, you.
Nah, man, I'm going to do my dude like that. Killer Mike.
We can't put her last, though.
Why?
She got to. Nah, you can't put Nicki Minaj last.
Put
we said number 50, the slot for number 50 was for Beanie Sigel.
Exactly.
You got to put Nicki Minaj before Mad.
If you put Nicki up there, you got to put Cardi B. All
right, man. All right, Nicki.
Oh, no, yeah.
If you put Nicki up there, you got to put Cardi B.
Yeah, no, I think we should take all the women off.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Look. I'm going to tell you what,
man. Cardi B. She hasn't had the longevity. She hasn't had the longevity. She had enough time yet. Not to say she won't get there, but right now, she ain't got there yet.
But look at the resistance that she went through.
No. Everybody went through resistance.
I told y'all the Memphis dude just came home. Just keep that in mind, y'all.
Right, well, she should be fit. She should be higher, man.
We're going to change this list right now.
All right, cool. So now we have the list.
We have the list.
All right, so now here we are. We will make amendments to the list as needed. All right. Now, who's the first nomination to be moved up higher? And before you nominate someone to be moved up higher, you must say who you'd like for them to trade with. This is the list. Will you hold it up for the people to see, please, Danny? Let's hold it up so everybody can see it. Everybody got a good view of the list.
Hold it up higher, Splinter.
Oh, hold on.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Read it out to you.
Biggie got to go above Jay-Z, bro.
Man, no. All right.
Top three is safe.
So who do y'all see that should go up higher on the
Nicki
list?
Nicki Minaj.
And who should she trade with?
Yeah. Who you knocking out?
I think Lil' Kim should go first.
I thought I said Pitbull for a minute.
Lil' Kim here, though.
Yeah, I thought I said Pitbull on
be over here, man.
Who you want to take out? Who you going to take out to replace for
We
Lil
have
Kim?
People bugging out in the background. Talking about Kanye over there.
Wait a minute, everybody. Hold up, everybody.
So Kim need to be right up on right there.
So you want to take? So you want to replace Cube with Kim?
No.
Man.
We talking about Mill Black, bro.
Nah, Cube. Now we talking about fuck the police.
NWA. I mean, he had a movie.
We'll put it right up under that.
Andre 3000. You want to replace with Lil Kim?
I'm just saying, slide him down. We ain't got to replace him. Just slide him down a little bit. Right now, bigger than Lil Kim, bro. Every bitch that done came out want to be Lil Kim.
You most definitely right. But I not Cube right. though.
They done did, huh?
Not Cube.
You
the
right.
only thing I can see is maybe, and I don't even agree with this. Maybe Cameron or Jadakiss.
Yeah, I would do that.
Okay, Hell no, that makes sense.
One of them. That's the only one I could say.
Man, Lil Kim.
Don't disrespect Jadakiss. Another person that writes his own music. Lil Kim ain't write every song. Let's just.
Go. Oh,
whoa. We didn't know that. That's new.
That's a fact.
We call it newly discovered evidence.
Newly discovered evidence has just been brought to the table.
Alright, so look,
who would we replace? I mean, who would we trade for the Nicki Minaj spot?
I don't know.
I do believe that she deserves to be up higher than 50.
Yeah, that's,
I can't. Hey, how about trading them with Master P?
No.
I
want
to trade. I don't know.
Make them say.
I'm asking. Hey, man.
Kill him. I got to be 50
something.
Then.
I'm saying something. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You know what I mean?
I say trade with Busta Rhymes, man. Put Busta Rhymes ass over there and put her over there, man.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think y'all.
I can do that.
I think it's Busta Rhymes. That's one of the greatest.
This is crazy. Most definitely, but are we talking about rapping or are we talking about impact?
Busta Rhymes?
Just put Busta Rhymes.
Little Kim.
Busta Rhymes.
Okay, we talk.
I say Busta Rhymes sold millions of records.
She's definitely in there between Busta Rhymes.
Okay. But five. What about the impact, though? Little Kim impact was.
Not bigger than Busta Rhymes.
Write that down. Let's see how it looks.
Want to be the bad bitch?
Yo,
from
the 90s. Give me some more and all that. Y'all got to
trade. All right, so look.
It's a trade.
All in favor of putting Nicki Minaj at number 26 and sliding Busta Rhymes down.
And killing Mike at 50.
No.
Not.
I like that.
I'm not with that.
All right, well, let's take it to the table. Let's hold a vote.
Put it right after Busta Rhymes.
Let's hold a vote.
Right after Busta Rhymes.
Before Slick Rick? No.
Slick Rick needs to be up there with Biggie and
all. All in favor of moving her over to the Busta Rhymes area and sliding the rest of the list down?
No, that's too much.
Raise your hand.
Nah, you gotta go with facts.
She's getting too much going on.
That was voted out.
Yeah, but it need to be somewhere right in here. Yeah, like
that's says the one woman in the room.
Who'd you think that? No.
Like a Luda.
Now she can't go before Big Pun now.
No.
Big Pun?
Now wait a minute.
She can't go before Lil Kim.
Let's have
go before Big Kim. She can't go before Big Kim.
Big Kim. Hey, look. Let's
Big Kim now.
She ain't Little Kim no more. Let's have the discussion.
Oh my God.
She ain't Little Kim no more.
Let's have the discussion, right? What are the Nicki Minaj contributions?
Thank you. That doesn't remind me of Kim.
Selling rubber.
All right, that's it. Record sale.
Cardi B got a Grammy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Cardi B has a Grammy.
Wait a minute. Record sales.
She did
wait.
Bring women back.
Okay, right.
She
definitely brought women
back. Longevity.
She brought women back. Women was dead before Nicki.
Consistency.
She had a Barbie, guys.
And she been consistent.
Nicki.
Consistent. Ooh. All right, she's so all in favor of putting Nicki in the slot after Fab and moving the rest of the list down.
What do you want?
No. Hey, look. Excuse me. All in favor of moving Nicki after Fab and sliding the rest of the list down? Raise your hand.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Nicki after Fab. All
right, cool. So there we go. So change. So switch.
We got a fish slam.
Hey, look. Yeah. Would you please adjust the list accordingly, Dino?
So Nicki Minaj is Killer Mike over Beanie Siegel.
Yes. We already did.
I'm just asking. Yo, he said the South in it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I go
for can't do that right there.
No, that's from South.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Killer Mike is my friend. But Beanie Siegel, right, come on now.
Bro.
Damn, that's crazy, Bean.
No. Shout out to Beanie Siegel, man. He did a lot for the culture, man. Y'all bugging out.
Mos Def.
Shout out to Mos Def and Common.
Will Smith.
But one thing we have to say, Mos Def and them are lyricists, bro. I looked up to Mos Def when it came to rapping. Mm-hmm. But I never wanted to dress like Mos Def. I never knew what Mos Def was doing outside of rapping.
Yeah.
What? State property? I wanted to go do stuff to people. I bought the clothes, straight up. I bought State Property. I bought Rockaway. I bought all that shit. I didn't stop buying State Property until like the second movie came out, and I realized.
I had the skull cap. I had a State Property skull cap.
That was it. You had an item, though. One item.
But that is the impact, though. If you had one item.
The pack is in? Oh, yeah.
But that's the impact. If you wore it, there's an impact.
That's the impact. So look. How about this? Let's rewrite the entire list so we can see it.
Is this the final version, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Let's rewrite this right here so we can see it clearly.
Hold on, let me see. J. Cole can't be up on the number of all evil.
That's what I'm saying too, though.
J. Cole got to be moved.
Who you want to? Well, all right, where we trying to move J. Cole?
You came in.
Where we trying to move J. Cole?
Y'all saying he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah.
He got some longevity to go. You know what I'm saying? He got more room to grow.
But though, if Kendrick there, with Kendrick, then J. Cole should be a little bit closer.
Now let's see what it looked like. Let's see what it looked like after.
Better hand.
After we
hand right.
Let me see here.
Damn. So who y'all say the best group of all time is?
Oh, Outkast.
Outkast number one.
I'll definitely go Outkast.
3-6 Mafia got to go on that list.
Outkast. It's going on the list, but Outkast number
Wu-Tang
one.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang is on that list for a fact.
I said
with the Wu-Tang.
Outkast.
They had 8 members and everybody had an album.
Run DMC.
What's that?
Outkast, Run DMC.
Did they get an Oscar?
UGK.
Did they get an Oscar?
Don't disrespect the
What about Amigos?
But did they get an Oscar? I'm just
Amigos
asking.
Amigos definitely coming.
Amigos get an Oscar.
They
can get an Oscar.
Bone, Doug, and Bone.
Amigos.
All of them are
on there.
No. They get an Oscar.
No.
What about Dipset?
They did get an Oscar.
I tripped.
3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia got an Oscar.
I tripped.
3-6 Mafia did get an Oscar.
Hot Boys.
They got an Oscar.
Yeah, they got an Oscar. 3-6 Mafia got an Oscar.
They the only one that got an Oscar
for that movie.
Yeah, Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Okay. That's cool, but...
I reversed that.
I reversed that.
I said it, but I was like, yeah. I forgot it was an Oscar.
Okay, so look.
And they the only one did it.
Bone Thugs up there.
The right, Locks. So check this. The Locks.
Mobb Deep
definitely on now. All right, so since y'all over here, you know, exaggerating claims of greatness, that brings me to our word of the week. Today's word of the week is hyperbolic. Hyperbolic is enlarged beyond truth or reasonableness. Okay? If someone is hyperbolic, they tend to exaggerate things as being way bigger deals than they really are. Which Five Mics has been doing the entire segment.
I've never done that.
Okay.
Also,
y'all have done that for the South.
So
for the Southern communities.
Okay. Hyperbolic is actually the proper term for the word capping.
I'm not King Cap. He's bugging out.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not King Cap.
Yeah, I'm bugging out.
Yeah.
Actually, hyperbolic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't be so hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic. You heard? I try to stay real as I can be.
Such hyperbolic statements you make.
Yes, hyperbolic. Yeah. I liked it.
He's more hyperbolic than me.
No.
Tennessee over there.
No.
He just said some shit.
But I would come off of it if I'm wrong. Every time you made me believe that Three Sigma
New York famous rappers trash.
No, I ain't call them trash.
Said,
I ain't call them
trash can.
Said put them in the trash can.
I said
in the same trash.
They can go in the same.
Trash.
That's disrespectful.
I hope
what?
These people y'all meet.
You know what I mean? Jesus Christ.
Dumpster. But I can.
There's another hyperbolic dude over there.
But look, though, I think, man, like I said before, man, the takeaway here, though, is how far hip hop has come and how many people have made such significant contributions that we are passionate about them being mentioned.
Facts.
So how about the honorable mention section? Let's put Will Smith in the honorable mention.
MC Hammer.
Common, Most Def, Beans.
Cool G Rap. Y'all didn't say nothing about Cool G Rap.
Okay, yeah, Cool G Rap.
Brooklyn once again, what's up, man?
Yeah.
But see, I mean, we can
do
that.
You can put Mason in this.
I guess, you can.
Matter of fact, that's like a New York category.
So check this out, right? To recap the list, this is the Expeditiously Committee's list, top 50. Number 50, we have Killer Mike.
A-Town.
Yeah. Number 49, we have Uncle Luke.
Shout out to Uncle Luke.
Shout out.
Don't stop.
Doodle Brown.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
me so honey.
Uncle Luke is actually a lot of the reason that a lot of motherfuckers in this new age is born right now. You know what I'm saying?
Freak Nick.
It was a lot of single mothers.
Yeah.
A lot of single mothers. A lot of children conceived off that Uncle Luke. Number 48, Nipsey Hussle.
Long live.
Yeah.
Long
live. Neighborhood Nip. Number 47, Twister. Guinness Book of World Record holder. As the fastest
Guinness
rapper.
Book.
Number 46, Redman. Funk Dr. Spock. Number 45, Raekwon the Chef.
Yeah.
Whip it. Number 44, Ghostface.
Yeah.
The Killer. Number 43, Meek Mill. Number 42, Nicki Minaj. Number 41, Fab.
Brooklyn.
Number 40, Lil' Kim.
Bad bitch.
Now, not for nothing, I don't think Fab should be in the middle of Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim business. That's crazy. I don't think Fab should be in between Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj.
That's just look at the scroll.
All right, so
what you do there?
Here we gonna
start with him and then go. Wait,
first of all, let's take a vote. All in favor of moving Nicki Minaj into Fab spot, swapping them out? Raise your hand. All in favor.
Yeah, I can do
it. All right, cool. So let's go back. Meek Mill's 43, Fab would be 42, Nicki Minaj would be 41, Lil' Kim would be 40, Bun B would be 39. UGK for life. 38 would be 8-Ball, although I believe that MJG should also have a slot on here. Number 37, Big Pun. Arguably the godfather of reggaeton, you know what I mean? Because I don't remember hearing motherfucker rap in Spanish on hip-hop shit before Pun. Number 36, Ludacris. Number 35, Nelly, the double diamond plaque holder.
St. Louis.
Number 34, J. Cole. Number 33, Big Boy. Number 32, Future.
Facts.
All right. Number 31, Rick Ross.
Oh.
Number 30, Jeezy, the Snowman. Number 29, Gucci.
Burr.
Number 28, Master P.
about it.
Number 27, Slick Rick.
The Ruler.
Number 26, Busta Rhymes.
Brooklyn Strikes.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you all. Oh, that's hoo-ha. Hoo-ha. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha.
Number 25, Efeezy 45 Nivelli.
Bay Area.
Yeah,
Bay Area.
The Bay, baby.
Yeah. Number 24, Shout Dog. Number 23, Scarface, The Undertaker. 22, Pimp C. Hold up, man.
What's that line he said?
I'm Trill. That nigga the first one.
Say it again. When she pop it, I get to see a hairy asshole.
That is one of his craziest lines.
That was disgusting. That was definitely disgusting.
But that's what he wanted to see. Let me see it.
He talking about the one. He talking about. The one that stink, not the one that wink. You dig what I'm saying? And he emphasized that it was going to be hair.
Rest in peace,
Pimp C. We missed that kind of shit, man. Nobody got the nuts to say that kind of shit now.
Seriously.
Number 21, Method Man from the Wu. Number 20, Jadakiss. Number 19, Cameron Dipset. Number 18, Kendrick Lamar, Compton's Own. Number 17, The God MC, Rakim.
Peace, God.
Number 16, LL Cool J.
I'm bad.
Number 15, Lauryn Hill, Mrs. Hill, that she was, that says she likes to be called. Okay. Number 14, 50 Cent, still wreaking havoc and reigning terror today.
Trolling.
Blowing money, yeah.
Number 13, Andre 3000. Number 12, Ice Cube. Number 11, T.I. Number 10, Lil Wayne. Number 9, DMX. Number 8, Nas, who didn't even make y'all New York list, by the way.
You always make some list. Shout out to Nas.
Number 7, Eminem. Number 6, Drake. Number 5, Kanye. Number 4, Snoop. Number 3, Biggie. Number 2, Jay-Z. And number 1, Tupac. So that is the list.
That's a fine list, though.
That's a fine
list. Yeah, man. I'm going to take a picture of this.
That's a fine list.
Yeah, I think this list right here is an improvement.
It's more than this list.
But all the people we offend...
Well, you know what? It was all it was all for a good cause. It was all for a good cause.
Yes, nobody should be offended. That first blacklist.
That blacklist was a travesty. That blacklist was a travesty.
But we know it's hard to please everybody, man.
But hold up, man. But what about Joe Budden? We didn't put Joe Budden. Joe Budden is...
Man, we did exactly what we were supposed to.
Joe Budden, shout out to Hitman Holler.
Man,
who is Hitman Holler? Hitman Holler battled Joe Budden last year.
What?
Shout out to Hitman Holler. And Joe,
we ain't dissing you, homie.
Joe Budden, come on, man. Joe Budden's got podcast.
Joe Budden, he got thick skin, man. Joe Budden got thick skin. You know what I'm saying? So, on Instagram, y'all can holler at me, man, at TroubleMan31. On Twitter, at TIP. Please remember to download and subscribe expeditiously. It's available exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. You need all that information. So, you know what I mean? Exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. That has been our show for today. I thank all of my guests. Would anyone like to give your social media?
Yes.
Well, please, Dina, there's not a mic in front of you. Refrain from speaking. Please refrain.
Ms. Farto.
MISSMARTO. Follow me. Thanks.
Okay.
What's the name, though? I mean,
it's Dina Marto.
Dina Marto, okay. At Miss Marto on Instagram.
Yes.
Big Bank.
I wrote the list.
Big Bank DT, man, y'all follow me.
Okay. Ace Boogie.
I don't really do it.
Okay. He just came home.
No IG Ace. No IG Ace Boogie. And no IG Ace Boogie.
Come on, man.
All right.
Bryce. Yes, yeah, GFM Bryce. GFM BRYYCE. Eternal Youth out now. Cover 360 app coming soon. Bow.
Okay.
That's kind of hot, Bryce. Okay. Number 5, IVE _ MICS. That's 5 mics.
That's a lot.
The number 5, IVE _ MICS. Just in case if that was a lot for you. And you can go to aintnochill.com. Check everything out. You heard?
Okay. All right. Aintnochill.com. Mr. Pizza, would you like to?
Doug Grand Hustle.
On Instagram.
PSC need to make the top group.
Brother. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, you got Von Caesar behind the glass. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, listen,
for everybody who is in their feelings about our decisions and selections for the list, I leave you with this. it's an old adage that a motherfucker told me back in my day, and that is, remember, it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on. And with that, I bid you adieu. This has been Expeditiously. If you love the show, leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Spread the word and tell a friend to download and subscribe. And you should do that expeditiously.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.